下午好。
Good afternoon.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us open with prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
祝福我们今天的敬拜。
May you bless this time of worship.
与我们同在。
May you be with us.
使我们可以在你面前蒙福。
That we may receive your blessing.
使我们的眼睛可以明亮。
May our eyes be opened.
可以认识你。
That we may come to know you.
并且讨你喜悦。
And to be pleasing towards you.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
Pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们讲到雅各。
We have talked about Jacob.
雅各是谁呢？
Who was Jacob?
雅各是以撒的儿子。
Jacob is the son of Isaac.
他有一个哥哥。
He has a brother.
叫以扫。
His brother's name is Esau.
那他爸爸以撒是谁呢？
His father Isaac. Yeah, who is his father Isaac then?
以撒的爸爸是谁？
Esau 还是 Isaac?
Isaac.
Who is Isaac's father?
是亚伯拉罕。
Isaac's father is Abraham.
好，我们再继续地捋一下啊，亚伯拉罕和神立约。
So let us review. Isaac had, Abraham had a covenant with God.
神要祝福亚伯拉罕和亚伯拉罕的后裔。
God sought to bless Abraham and his descendants.
亚伯拉罕说我没有儿子。
Abraham said, I don't have any son.
那么神就赐给亚伯拉罕一个儿子，在他100岁的时候。
And so God blessed Abraham with a son at 100 years old.
当这个以撒呢，他这个亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒呢，长到40岁的时候呢，又娶了他的妻子利百加。
And when Isaac was 40 years old, he took a wife, Rebecca.
也是不生小孩。
And they were barren.
那么以撒就去求神，神就应许给他孩子。
And Isaac, he went to God and prayed for a child, and then God gave him a child.
不是一个，是两个。
Not only was there one child, but there were two.
但是这两个孩子呢，在利百加的肚子里边的时候，他俩就打架。
But when these two children were still in Rebecca's womb, they were fighting.
所以这个利百加妈妈呢，就很难过。
And Rebecca was troubled.
所以这两个孩子怎么还没生下来，怎么就吵架呢？两个兄弟应该彼此相爱才对呀。
Why is it that these two brothers, before they were even born, they're already fighting? They should be loving each other.
所以耶和华神呢，就告诉利百加说，神喜悦那个小儿子叫雅各。
And God then told Rebecca that he favored the younger brother, Jacob.
他要拣选雅各去承担神与他祖先亚伯拉罕立约的祝福。
God would choose Jacob to receive the blessing, to carry on the blessing, to become the large nation.
所以呢，当这两个孩子生出来的时候呢，就是谁？以扫、雅各。
And so when Rebecca gave birth, there were these two sons, Esau and Jacob.
这个雅各呢，为人非常的狡猾。
And Jacob was very sly, mischievous,
就是
sneaky,
狡诈。鬼诈
sneaky
那么他总骗他的哥哥，骗从他哥哥那里想要骗到这个祝福。
He was always scheming against his brother how he would receive the blessing.
但是呢，他真的骗到了。
And he truly did succeed in this.
但是他所骗到呢，却不是神应许给亚伯拉罕的祝福。
But what he got was not the blessing from Abraham.
所以他哥哥很生气啊，这个弟弟怎么总骗我？
And so his older brother, he was very angry. How is it that the younger brother keeps on scheming against me?
所以他这个哥哥呢，就说啊，等有一天爸爸不在的时候，我就杀了你。
And so Esau said, when my father's not around, I'm going to kill you.
所以我们看到了神，他的妈妈就说，算了，你赶紧跑吧，免得你哥哥杀了你。
So Jacob's mother said, you better run away so that Esau doesn't kill you.
要他去哪里呢？去他舅舅家里边。
Where is he going to run? He is going to run to his uncle's place.
那么这个时候呢，他的爸爸以撒呢就明白过来，原来神的旨意呢是要祝福的是雅各而不是以扫。
And so Jacob finally recalled, Isaac finally recalled from God that the blessing should belong to Jacob.
所以呢， 这个以撒就给雅各呢重新祝福，就是把以色列神应许给亚伯拉罕的祝福给了谁？给了雅各。
So Isaac then went to bless Jacob again, this time properly, the blessing which God gave to Abraham.
然后就打发他说，你快去你舅舅家里边去吧，并且不要在本地找老婆，你要到舅舅那边，搁舅舅的女儿当中选一个做你的妻子。
And so Isaac sent Jacob away to his uncle's place so that he would not find a wife in their land right now, but to find a wife among the daughters of his uncle.
所以我们到上一周的时候讲到了雅各就赶紧离开了家去他舅舅家里边。
So last week we saw how Jacob flees and goes to his uncle's place.
当他路过一个地方叫伯特利的时候，他就困了，在那里就睡觉了。
And when he finally got to a place and then he was tired, he fell asleep.
神就向他显现。
And God appeared to him.
并且与他立约。
And established a covenant with him.
要把亚伯祝福给亚伯拉罕的祝福呢，给雅各。
To pass on the blessing given to Abraham, now given to Jacob.
他要做雅各的神。
He is going to be Jacob's God.
雅各说，我才不要你做我神呢。
Jacob was like, oh, I don't really want you to be my God.
你是我爷爷的神，是我爸爸的神，但是不是我的神。
You're my grandfather's God, you're my father's God, but you are not my God.
除非有一个条件。
Unless you meet a condition.
我现在去我舅舅家里边。
I'm going to my uncle's place.
如果我去我舅舅家里边，再从我舅舅家里边回来，再回到我爸爸家里边，我有吃的，我有喝的，我有穿的。
If I successfully arrive at my uncle's place, I successfully come back, and along the way I have enough provisions like food and clothing,
也没有遇到什么危险，那你就是我的神。
I don't encounter too much danger, then you will be my God.
我就给你筑个坛，我要给你献祭。
I will place an altar for you, and I will sacrifice you.
我要承认你是我的神，然后我给你十分之一的奉献。
I will confess that you are my God and I will give you a tenth of all that you give me.
所以上次我们看到了神在雅各还没有相信他的时候，神就与他立约。
So we see that God, before Jacob fully confessed God, that he has already established a covenant with Jacob.
要做他的神，并且他要把他应许给亚伯拉罕的祝福给雅各。
To be Jacob's God and also to carry on the blessing given to Abraham, now given to Jacob.
并且上帝也应许雅各说，你现在要面对这个问题呢，面对的困难呢，去你舅舅家以及要回来这件事呢，上帝也会保护你。
And God also says that on the way to and from his uncle's place, that God will protect him.
所以我们看到了这位上帝是非常非常慈爱的。
So we see how loving God is.
他也是非常非常信实的。
He is also very faithful.
他要祝福亚伯拉罕和亚伯拉罕的后代。
He said he will bless Abraham and his descendants.
并且雅各呢不信他。
And even though Jacob does not fully know God or believe God,
但是上帝依然信守与亚伯拉罕所立的约，他要祝福谁呢？要祝福雅各。
And even so, God is faithful to his covenant made with Abraham to continue and to goes on to bless Jacob.
尽管雅各明明白白地告诉上帝说我不信你。
Even though Jacob plainly said, I do not know you.
但是上帝依然要遵守与亚伯拉罕所立的约，要施恩祝福雅各。
But God still kept his covenant with Abraham and went on to bless Jacob.
所以上次我们作为总结，我们讲到了一件事情。
So as a conclusion last time, we said,
就是我们今天能够在这位上帝在里边得蒙祝福，不是因为我们哪里好。
That we are able to receive blessings today from God not because we are good,
而是完全出于他慈爱良善的本性。
Rather, it is out of his goodness and his love,
以及他在他的儿子耶稣基督的里边所做成的救恩。
That we are able to receive the salvation which was accomplished by Jesus.
好了，今天我们来看神的保护。
Today, let us see God's protection.
我们看哈，雅各和上帝说，如果你保护我，平平安安的去到我的舅舅家里，从我舅舅家里又平平安安回到我父的家里边，我有吃的，我有喝的，我有穿的，并且没有危险，你就做我的神。
So we see that Jacob, he said to God that if I am protected along the way to and from my uncle's place, I will have food and I have clothing and not too much danger, then you will be my God.
那么上帝说好，我保护你。
And God says, okay, I will protect you.
并且给他应许，说要保护他平平安安的去，也要平平安安的回到父家。
God made a promise with Jacob, saying that he will peacefully go to and from his uncle's place.
那么我们看上帝是如何保护他的。
So let us see how God protected Jacob.
这是特别重要的一件事情。
This is a very important thing.
上帝的保护和我们的保护呢，有点不太一样的。
God's protection is different from our protection.
你爸爸妈妈很爱你哈。
Your parents love you.
把你保护得很好，是不是？
They protect you quite well.
连你的房间都不用你打扫，是不是？
Even your room, you don't need to clean it.
连饭都不用你去自己去预备啊。
And you don't need to prepare your own food.
你上学之前，你的饭盒，lunch 是妈妈给你预备的啊。
And then when you go to school, your mother prepares for you food, lunch.
然后又一个盒里边装的 snack 啊。
There's another container for snacks.
有水果。
There's fruits.
有 chips.
There's chips.
然后给你带一瓶水。
There's a bottle of water too.
你喜欢喝凉水就是凉水，喜欢喝热水就是热水，喜欢喝 juice 就是 juice.
If you prefer cold water, it's cold water. If you prefer hot water, it's hot water. If you prefer juice, it's juice.
然后呢，你出了门走一分钟就到那个school bus stop， 你爸爸妈妈要牵着你的手把你送过去。
And you are 1 minute walk away from your bus stop, and your parents are holding your hand along the way.
你什么都不需要想啊。
You don't really need to think about much.
睡觉，我爸爸妈妈保护我，保护得真好。
So you say, my mom and my dad, they protect me quite well.
所以，等你长到15岁、16岁的时候，你依然不打扫你自己的房间啊。
And so when you get to be 15 and 16, do you also not clean your room still?
上大学之后呢，大学的宿舍自己也不会打扫。
And when you go to a university, you don't know how to tidy up your residence.
我们看上帝的保护是怎么样保护，跟我们父母对我们的保护呢是不太一样的。
Let us see how is God's protection.
那么雅各呢就去到他舅舅家里边。
So Jacob arrives at his uncle's place.
他舅舅叫什么呢？叫拉班。
His uncle's name is Laban.
啊，他有两个女儿。
And he has two daughters.
他还有很多的羊。
He has a lot of sheep.
他很富有的。
He is very wealthy.
然后呢，这个拉班呢，又叫这个让雅各呢给他放羊。
And Laban calls Jacob to tend his sheep.
然后又把他两个女儿呢嫁给了他。
And he also gave his two daughters in marriage to Jacob.
但是他没有给雅各任何的工价。
But he did not give Jacob any wages.
所以我们就知道了哈，这个拉班呢。比雅各呢更加的诡诈。
And so we can see how much more scheming Laban is than Jacob.
雅各在家里边的时候呢，他很容易的就每次就骗他哥哥，一骗就成功，一骗就成功。
When Jacob was at home, whenever he wanted to trick his brother, he would succeed every time.
但是当他来到他舅舅家里边的时候呢，他是个寄居于的。
But when he gets to Laban's place, he is a stranger.
他这个舅舅呢？比他好像更加的聪明。
His uncle seems to be smarter or more clever than he is.
他就不断的骗他，不断的骗他，不断的骗他。
So there is essentially trick after trick which Laban plays against Jacob.
雅各就变成一个 loser.
And so Jacob becomes a loser.
以前的时候他觉得自己很成功啊，每次骗他哥哥都变成功。现在面对他舅舅的时候呢，他舅舅每次骗他呢，他舅舅总成功，他是个失败者。
Before Jacob would always succeed. He saw himself as successful because he always succeeded in tricking his brother, but now when he gets to Laban's house, he is on the losing side.
但是在每一次非常关键的时刻呢，这位耶和华神，亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神呢，都会向他显现。
But every time at a critical moment, God would come to Jacob.
来指导雅各。
To lead Jacob.
直到有一天
Until one day,
神跟雅各说，你该回到你爸爸家里边了。
Until one day, God says to Jacob that you should return to your father's house.
所以雅各呢，就好，那我要回到我爸爸家里边去。
And so Jacob agreed and he said, okay, I'm going to go to my father's house now.
而这个时候，雅各呢，已经有了很多的羊。
And at this time, Jacob has many sheep.
他有四个太太。
He has four wives.
除了他舅舅的两个女儿之外，还有他两个女儿的婢女。
Besides the two daughters of Laban, he also took as wives the two wives' handmaids.
哎呀，还有好多的孩子。
And he also has many children.
还有好多的仆人。
He also has many servants.
但是他很怕他舅舅。
But he is still afraid of his uncle.
所以他没有跟他舅舅说，就偷偷的领着他的家人，带着属于他的羊跑了。
So he did not tell his uncle, but he just left with his possessions.
你知道他的舅舅呢，也是很诡诈的。
And his uncle, he is quite
sneaky.
He is also quite sneaky.
那你看，把这么多的人，这么多的财物给带走了，那他怎么能允许这件事情发生呢？
He took away so many things. How is he going to let this go?
他就去追那个雅各，而且带了很多的人。
And so Laban pursues Jacob with a lot of men.
他这个舅舅想做的什么事情呢？把羊首先要抢回来，然后把女儿再给抢回来，然后把孙子再给抢回来。雅各说：“你走吧，让雅各你自己走吧。”
Laban intended to take back all the sheep, his daughters, and his grandchildren, and to just send Jacob away empty-handed.
所以我们看到这个雅各的舅舅拉班呢，他不但是很诡诈，而且很贪婪。
And so we see that Jacob's uncle Laban, he is not only scheming or mischievous, he is also
greedy. 但是呢，哎呀，马上就要追上雅各了。
And just as his uncle was about to catch up to Jacob,
这个时候亚伯拉罕的神就向谁显现呢？向拉班显现。
Then Abraham's God, he appeared to Laban.
耶和华神就给拉班一个严厉的警告。
And God gave a very serious warning to Laban.
告诉他说，拉班，雅各是我所爱的。
He said to Laban that Jacob is one who I love.
我要带领他回到他的父家。
I'm leading him back to his father's house.
你不可以动他一根汗毛的。
You shall not touch him, not one hair.
所以拉班就害怕了。
And so Laban was in fear.
拉班呢，见到雅各之后就说，哦，我来是和你 say goodbye.
And so when Laban finally catches up to Jacob, he says, I'm here to say goodbye to you.
所以他来不是为了跟他说再见的，而是要什么，要把他的东西抢回去的。
But Laban truly was not there to say goodbye, but rather to take back all of his possessions.
但是因为亚伯拉罕的神警告了他，所以他到这个面前就很尴尬，就说，哦，我就想跟你说 goodbye。
But because Abraham's God warned Laban, Laban now is in a very awkward situation and said, I'm just here to say goodbye.
所以雅各就知道是在伯特利与他立约的神保护了他。
So now Jacob knows that God is the one who's protecting him.
所以雅各这时候就突然觉得自己很了不起。
So Jacob thinks very greatly of himself now.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为，哎，我有神啊。
Because I have God.
我的神帮助我呀。
And God is protecting me.
拉班，无论你怎么诡诈，无论你怎么贪婪，我的神搞定你。
Laban, no matter how scheming you are or how greedy you are, it will not matter.
但是这二十多年当中，到底发生了什么呢？
But during these 20 years, what happened?
所谓我们讲神的保护，是雅各经历了什么呢？
In God's protection, what did Jacob still experience?
我们从雅各见到拉班之后，对亚拉班的责备当中，我们就会看到这二十年当中发生了许多的事情。
The rebuke which Jacob gives to Laban, we see his story retold.
而每一次的经历呢，都是雅各失败。
And every story is how Jacob lost.
他舅舅赢了。
And his uncle won.
也就是说，雅各每次都被骗的。
Jacob got tricked every time.
好，我们一起来看今天的经文。
Let us see today's scripture.
好，我们看拉班追赶上了雅各。
Laban caught up with Jacob.
雅各呢就开始责备拉班。
And Jacob rebuked Laban.
这里说雅各就发怒，斥责拉班说，我有什么过犯，有什么罪恶，你竟然这样的火速地追我。
Genesis chapter 31, verse 36, then Jacob became angry and berated Laban, and Jacob said to Laban, what is my offense? What is my sin that you have hotly pursued me? You know, before, Jacob would never have dared to speak to Laban this way. Because Laban is his uncle. And he is also not as clever as Laban. And he is also a stranger there.
And
the uncle is the master of the house, and Jacob is just a stranger there.
所以这个时候呢, 当他知道他的神一直在保护他的时候呢, 这个雅各呢, 突然发怒了,
So now, Jacob, knowing that God is with him, Jacob became angry and berated Laban.
所以雅各, 因着知道这位神不但与他同在, 而且保护他, 他就变得非常的刚强。
And so, now that Jacob knows that God is with him and favors him and protects him, he is now strong.
然后呢, 他就责备拉班, 你追我做什么?
Jacob berated Laban,
好像警察抓小偷一样,
just like the police persecuting thieves.
Oh, 你摸遍了我一切的家具，你搜出来什么呢？可以放在你我弟兄面前，叫他们在你我中间辨别辨别。
Verse 37, For you have felt through all my goods, what have you found of all your household goods, that appear before my kinsmen and your kinsmen?
他说舅舅啊，你干嘛来追我呀？好像抓小偷一样，我偷你什么东西了？你什么都没抓住，你看到我偷的什么东西，拿给大家看看。
Jacob said to Laban, why are you pursuing me like a cop chases a thief? What have you found among my goods? Take it out and let people to see.
那么到第38节呢? 我在你家里这20年, 所以呢, 雅各就说, 他在拉班, 他舅舅家里边这20年, 到底发生了什么事情?
Now Jacob says, these 20 years, which means these 20 years which Jacob was with Laban,
然后说, 你的母绵羊, 母山羊, 没有掉过胎, 你群中的公羊, 我没有吃过。
These 20 years I have been with you, your ewes and your female goats have not miscarried, and I have not eaten the rams of your flocks.
被野兽撕裂的, 我没有带来给你, 是我自己赔上, 无论是白日, 是黑夜, 被偷去的, 你都向我索要。
What was torn by wild beasts, I did not bring to you, I bore the loss of it myself. From my hand you required it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night.
所以雅各在这里说, 20年, 我忠忠心心地给你放羊啊。
Jacob says, I tended to your sheep very carefully for these 20 years.
然后呢, 接下来说, 我白日受尽干热, 黑夜受尽寒霜, 不得合眼睡着, 我常是这样。
There I was, by day the heat consumed me, and the cold by night, and my sleep fled from my eyes.
所以这里告诉我们雅各呢, 在拉班的家里呢, 他为什么这样的, 努力的, 忠心的, 照管这些羊呢?
So why was Jacob taking care of these sheep so so well?
并且受了这么多的苦呢?
To receive so much hardship?
他是喜欢,希望他的舅舅呢,能够喜欢他。
So that his uncle would be pleased with Jacob.
但是他舅舅呢,有没有呢? 没有,他舅舅一点都不感恩于他。
But was his uncle moved by this? No, he wasn't very thankful to Jacob.
然后接下来说, 我这20年在你家里, 为你的两个女儿服侍你14年, 为你的羊群服侍你6年, 你又十次改了我的工价。
These 20 years I have been in your house, I served you for 14 years for your two daughters, and 6 years for your flock, and you have changed my wages 10 times.
什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
就是这个拉班, 这个雅各呢, 喜欢拉班的第二个女儿叫拉杰。
Jacob had took on a liking for Laban's second daughter Rachel.
所以呢，他就向他的舅舅呢去提亲。
And so he proposed marriage to Laban.
希望和拉结结婚。
To marry Rachel.
拉班说好，我把这个小女儿嫁给你。
And Laban says, okay, I'm going to give my younger daughter to you in marriage.
啊，但是有个条件。
But there's a condition.
你必须得没有工资的给我工作七年。
You must work for me for 7 years without pay.
雅各因为他非常的喜欢拉结。
And Jacob, because he so loved Rachel,
那好吧，七年就七年。
He says, okay, 7 years is 7 years.
所以雅各呢就非常的努力的来服侍这个七年。
And so Jacob worked very well through these 7 years.
但是当结婚的时候呢，这个拉班呢却使用了一个诡计。
And when Jacob finally came to marry, Laban, tricked him.
并没有把拉结给雅各结婚。
Laban did not give Rachel to marry Jacob.
而是把拉结的姐姐莉亚给了雅各。
Rather, he gave Rachel's bigger sister Leah to Jacob.
雅各说，我想结婚的对象是拉结，不是莉亚。
Jacob says, the one I wanted to marry is Rachel, not Leah.
然后这个拉班呢就和他说，那不行啊，我们这儿没这个习惯，姐姐必须先结婚，然后是妹妹结婚。
Laban says that is not our custom. The older sister has to marry first and then the younger sister.
然后这个雅各说，那我该怎么办呢？
And then Jacob says, what am I going to do now?
他的舅舅就说，那你要想娶我小女儿，得先娶我大女儿，娶完了我大女儿再娶小女儿，所以再给我工作七年。
And so Laban says, if you want to marry my younger daughter, you'll have to marry my older daughter first, and then to marry the younger daughter, you have to work for me 7 more years.
所以因为雅各非常喜欢拉结。
And because Jacob so loved Rachel.
所以他说，好了，14年就14年，所以雅各免费给拉班打工14年。
And so Jacob says, all right, 14 years is 14 years. I'm going to work for you without pay for 14 years.
他本来喜欢拉结，和拉结结婚7年就好了嘛，但是被他的舅舅拉班给骗了，一下骗去又骗去7年。
Jacob originally wanted to just marry Rachel and work for 7 years, and that would have been it, but now because he was tricked by his uncle Laban, he has to work for 14 years.
然后之前呢，又给他免费的牧羊六年。
And then to also keep his sheep for 6 years.
这20年。
So there's 20 years in total here.
而在这六年的服侍的当中呢，又十次改了工价。
And during these years of work, his wages were changed 10 times.
就是总是在减他的工资啊。
Always changing his pay.
但是雅各知道这不公平。
Jacob knows that this is not fair.
但是没办法，他是个寄居的。
There was nothing that he could do because he's a stranger there.
所以呢，我们看到这20年呢，雅各受了他舅舅很多的不公平的待遇。
So, Jacob received a lot of unfair treatment during these 20 years from his uncle.
他舅舅从他身上得到了不少的利益。
And his uncle took large advantage of him.
但是我们看雅各之前的时候呢，总是从他哥哥身上呢，获得利益。
But we saw that Jacob took a lot of advantage out of his older brother Esau.
现在呢，他的舅舅从他身上得到了不少的利益。
And now his uncle is taking advantage of him.
好像从一个骗人呢，变成了被骗的。
He went from one who tricks to one who is being tricked.
然后接下来说，他说，若不是我父亲以撒所敬畏的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神与我同在，你如今打发来我空手而你必打你如你如今必定打发我空手而去。
Verse 42 says, if the God of my father, the God of Abraham and the fear of Isaac had not been on my side, surely now you would have sent me away empty-handed.
所以雅各说，我之前在你家里这二十年，我都是失败的，你一直都在欺骗我。
These 20 years I've been with you, I've always lost, and you've always taken advantage of me.
那么这一次我带我的家人，带我的羊群走的时候呢，如果不是我爸爸的神，我爷爷的神警告你，你肯定要把我的东西都抢回去的。
Now when I go to leave with my flocks and my family, if it were not for my father's God, then you would have taken these possessions away from me too.
所以我们看到在这个危机的时刻呢，雅各想起了他爷爷的亚伯拉罕的神和他父亲以撒的神。
And so at this critical moment, Jacob finally recalls the God of his father and the God of his grandfather.
今天也好像他的神一样在保护他。
Today, it is as if God was his God protecting him.
他说神看见我的苦情和我的劳碌就在昨夜责备你啊，昨天晚上责备你。
Verse 42 goes on to say, God saw my affliction and the labor of my hands and rebuked you last night.
所以雅各呢这时候开始说了，我爷爷的神，我爸爸的神，现在开始保护我了。
My grandfather's God, my father's God, now he is protecting me.
那么我们这个呢留在后边讲，我们今天来讲的是什么呢？在这二十年当中上帝是如何保护他的。
We're going to talk about this sometime later, but now we're going to talk about how God protected Jacob these 20 years.
按照我们今天的想法呢，上帝对他好像没有什么保护啊。
By today's standards, maybe we think that God didn't really protect Jacob.
这个雅各在他舅舅家里边一直是被人家欺负的。
Jacob was constantly being bullied by his uncle's house.
一直是被欺负的。
He kept on receiving unfair treatment.
你看雅各刚才说的这些事情，哪一件事情他不是个失败者呢？
Look at all the things which Jacob experienced. In which ways did he not lose?
我们在哪里可以看见神在保护他？
How do we see God's protection in all of this?
这不像我妈妈，我妈妈早晨给我保护的可好了。
It's not like my mother who takes care of me very well.
我的饭，我的 lunch, 我的 snack.
My lunch and my snacks.
我的 drink.
My drinks.
我们觉得说上帝如果保护他，好像让他什么都不要经过那些艰难的事情。
Today, if we were to say, if God were to protect him, then God would not have let him experience any of these difficulties.
上帝会使他一切都很顺利的。
God would have made his life very peaceful.
让他成为一个得胜者。
To become a saint.
让拉班成为一个失败者。
And for Laban to be a failure.
但是在这二十年间当中，你看到了是拉班一直似乎对雅各来说是个得胜者。
But we see over these 20 years how Laban seems to be the successful one over Jacob.
而雅各呢却像一个失败者。
And Jacob felt like the loser in all of this.
好，这总结，这就是上帝的保护。
So as a conclusion, this is God's protection.
这就是上帝的带领。
This is God's guidance.
上帝保护雅各，目的是要使雅各能够成为一个可以承担他与亚伯拉罕立约的祝福的人。
God's protection is for Jacob to turn into one who would be able to take on the blessing which God promised to Abraham.
因为他要从亚伯拉罕的祝福当中要承受一份责任。
Because in this blessing, Jacob would also take on a responsibility.
就是要使亚伯拉罕的这个后裔的家族能够成为地上万族的祝福。
It is so that Abraham's descendants through Jacob, that they would become a blessing to all the nations.
那么雅各他需要有一个非常非常美好的生命。
And so Jacob needs a very good, like very complete life.
你靠谎言，靠欺骗是不行的。
By lies and by deceit, you cannot live.
所以耶和华神带领雅各走向从不信到信的这条路的当中，首先要做一件事情是什么呢？
So God taking Jacob from unbelief to belief.
要让雅各认识他自己。
God needed for Jacob to come to know himself.
以前的时候雅各呢，每次总是赢他哥哥的。
Before, Jacob would always take advantage of his older brother.
他总觉得自己很了不起。
He always thinks greatly of himself.
但是当他遇到他，神使他遇到他的舅舅拉班的时候呢？
But when God had Jacob encounter his uncle,
神就使雅各认识到自己，你没有那么聪明的，你的聪明没用的。
God taught Jacob the lesson that you are not as clever as you think and your slyness is not going to be an advantage to you.
你可以骗你的哥哥，但是你却骗不了你舅舅。
You can trick your older brother, but you won't be able to trick your uncle.
也就是说神，当神保护雅各的时候，实际上是在建立雅各的生命的品格。
And so we see when God is protecting Jacob, it is to build up his character.
使雅各生命当中那些不好的品格呢，要他自己要放弃掉。
It is that all of Jacob's bad attributes, he would let them go.
要他学习倚靠神。
To teach Jacob to always lean on God.
看，当他在今天这个经文当中，他说：“我爸爸的神，我爷爷的神，与我同在。”
So we see that Jacob said, the God of my grandfather, the God of my father is now with me.
所以我们今天如果要是像雅各这样，我们遇到许多的艰难，你不必苦恼。
So today, when you encounter difficulties, don't be troubled.
你不必要继续的像雅各那样的去挣扎，来依靠自己来挣扎去得胜。
Don't always struggle by yourself whenever you encounter difficulties.
因为你需要的是依靠神。
Because you need to lean on God.
神要借着你生命当中所经历的一些难处，来使你认识你自己，也去认识这位上帝。
Through your hardship, God will cause you to come to know yourself and also to come to know God.
我们今天的年轻人哈，有一个很大的问题。
The youth today, they have a very big problem.
就是很容易就受到挫折。
They always receive criticism.
Frustration.
Oh, they always receive frustration.
为什么呢？
Why?
当他遇到一点难处的时候呢，他就开始生气。
Whenever they encounter some difficulties, they would get angry.
他的态度就会改变。
Their attitude will change.
甚至于觉得自己是 nothing.
To think nothing of themselves.
然后就 depressed.
And they become depressed.
然后就不喜欢学习。
And they don't want to study anymore.
不喜欢去面对困难。
They don't want to face difficulties.
这是不对的。
This is not correct.
你知道我们生命当中遇到的每一个困难。
Every difficulty which we encounter.
无论你面对的是 你学习上的困难啊，这门课对我来说很难的。
Whether it's during studies or your classes, this course is too hard.
或者你说这个老师我不太喜欢的。
Or I don't really like this teacher.
或者你和你的朋友之间这个关系的问题令你很苦恼。
Or your relationships between your friends.
或者你觉得说，哎呀，我跟我爸爸妈妈很困难，这个关系很困难。
Or your relationships with your parents.
你都不要为此苦恼。
You shouldn't become frustrated by this.
因为你所面对的这一切的难处就好像一个台阶一样。
Because each difficulty is like a step on a stair, in stairs to you.
你每次从你家的一楼走到二楼的时候,
whenever you go from your house's first floor to second floor,
通常是11级或者到13级台阶。
Typically it's 11 to 13 steps.
你现在可能觉得是，哎，每次跑上去就好了。
You may think, oh, every time I'm going to run up and it's going to be okay.
但是当你到80岁的时候呢，你就知道上13级台阶并不是那么容易的事情。
But when you get to 80 years old, 13 steps is not easy.
你今天，你虽然你有很多的能量，但是你上一级台阶就要消耗一些能量。
Today you may have a lot of energy, but every step you take is going to take away a little bit of energy.
当你把这些能量消耗掉的时候，你会发现你就从一楼到了二楼。
And when you have exhausted this energy, you realize that you have gone from the first to second floor.
也就是说，你从一楼到二楼，你必须要付出代价。
In other words, when you go from the first to second floor, you must pay a certain price.
同样的道理，你面对你一天一天长大的时候，你成长的时候，你也要面对很多的这样的难处。
Similarly, as you grow older, then you will receive these challenges.
这些代价是你必须要付出的。
And as you face these challenges, you will pay a price, and you must pay these prices.
但是有些时候呢，你会发现呢，这些困难呢，你自己付代价是付不上的。
Sometimes when you encounter difficulty, you are unable to pay the price.
比如说，你有一道题真的不会。
You face a question that you really cannot answer.
你努力呢，哎，也不会。 你直到晚上12点钟了，哦，这题还是不会。
You try really hard, and even until midnight, you still don't know how to do it.
你就需要找小弟帮你。
And so
Robin.
So now you need to go to Robin for help.
Hey, Robin, 这题我不会做。 Robin 说，啊，这样做，哎，你就会了。
And then he tells you how to do it, and then you know how to do it.
但是当你生命当中遇到了另外还有一些问题呢，你找人都没有用的。
But there are some difficulties you encounter which you cannot even find any person to help you.
没有人可以帮助你的。
No one is able to help you.
只有上帝可以帮你。
Only God is able to help you.
好像雅各这里说的，哈，若不是我爸爸的神，我爷爷的神与我同在帮助我，我今天死定了。
And so it's just like Jacob said, if not for my grandfather's God or my father's God to be with me, I would be finished.
那我今天又输给你了，舅舅。
I would have lost to you again, uncle.
但是今天我的爸爸的神，我爷爷的神，赢你了。
But my father's God and my grandfather's God, he has achieve success.
所以我们真正的生命的成长 是神在我们身上能够得胜。
So when we grow, it is God helping us to grow.
当神在伯特利与雅各立约的时候,
when God appeared to Jacob,
雅各怎么说? 你不是我的神。
God, Jacob says, you are not my God.
但是今天, 这里说, 你是我爸爸的神, 是我的爷爷神, 今天啊, 你竟然也保护我了。
Jacob, now he says that you are my grandfather's God, my father's God, and now you are protecting me.
好像我的神一样来保护我。
As if you were my God protecting me.
所以我们看到没有看到雅各对这位神的认识?
So do you see how Jacob has come to know God?
是怎么认识的呢?
How did Jacob come to know God?
这20年的苦难。
These 20 years of difficulty.
所以我就鼓励你们。
So I encourage you.
无论你面对生命当中的任何的难处,
whichever difficulty which you encounter,
你学习去倚靠神。
Learn to always lean on God.
否则的话, 你经历的可能, 你也可能经历像雅各这样的20年。
Otherwise, you may experience these 20 years just like Jacob.
而这20年会吃很多的苦。
And these 20 years, you will encounter much difficulty.
但是神在20年前在伯特利的时候,与雅各立约的时候, 就已经告诉雅各说,他,这位神要帮助你,要保护你。
But when 20 years ago Jacob encountered God, God said to him that he will protect Jacob.
但是在这20年中呢,雅各为什么吃了这么多的苦呢?
And in these 20 years, why did Jacob experience this much hardship?
他并没有按照神应许他的去倚靠神。
He did not listen to God to always lean on God.
去寻求神的保护。
To always seek God's protection.
所以神的保护并不是让我们什么都不遇见，而是会让我们遇到许多的艰难。
And so God's protection is not that we will experience no difficulty, but that we will experience what we need to.
而这些困难也好，艰难也好，与我们是有好处的。
And these difficulties and hardships, these are good for us.
认识我们自己。
To come to know ourselves.
认识我们很有限。
To know that we are limited.
不要那么骄傲。
Do not be proud.
不要那么觉得自己很了不起。
Don't think very greatly of yourself.
相反，我们却要认识这位上帝的无限。
Rather to come to know how God is unlimited, limitless.
他的伟大。
How great he is.
他的信实。
His faithfulness.
他的智慧。
His wisdom.
他的能力。
And his power.
当你投身于这位上帝的时候, 依靠这位上帝的时候,
And when you lean on God,
这位上帝的智慧就成为了你的智慧。
God's wisdom becomes your wisdom.
上帝的能力就成了你的能力。
God's power becomes your power.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为你寻求他的帮助, 他就把你放在他的里边。
Because you seek help from God and then he helps you.
这才是上帝真正的保护。
This is truly God's protection.
若不经过这些苦难, 没有人相信上帝。
If you do, without hardship, no one is going to believe God.
因为 I can make it.
Because you think you can do it.
那么上帝借着这些苦难让我们看到,哇,我们是不行的。
So by these hardships, you know that you are not sufficient.
所以盼望我们能够尽早地回转上帝,得到他的保护。
So I earnestly seek that you come to God soon and to be under God's protection.
使我们每走一个台阶,上一级台阶的时候呢,都是朝向那个方向的。
So that every step we take, it is always towards God. Let us close in prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
祝福在你面前的每一位。
May you bless each one before us.
使我们可以有这样的智慧。
That we may have this wisdom.
就是认识我们自己，也认识你。
To come to know ourselves and also to come to know
认识我们自己的有限。
To know our limits.
认识你的全能。
To understand your all power.
认识我们的谎言，也认识你的信实。
To know our lies and to know that your faithfulness.
认识你向我们所生发的全然良善的旨意。
To come to know your will for us, which is good.
我们感谢你。
We give you thanks.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.